All right, y'all, let's get to the training. This is one of my favorite trainings. I asked Frank to do this actually a couple weeks ago, and we finally, tonight, it just worked out perfect for him to do this for you. And, you know, if you think about our business and you think about life, really, the most important thing is relationships, is people. And when Frank trains us on these little hinges that he says open every big door, it applies to our business life, and it applies to our personal life. These are things we need to teach and ingrain in our children. It's not just about Legal Shield, but it is all about Legal Shield. So whether you want to have an easy life or a hard life, a lot of that depends on how you take these little hinges seriously. So
you have learned this well.
Yeah, got a good teacher. So I am going to introduce to you one of Legal Shield's newest $400,000 ring earners, Mr.
Yeah.
Frank O'Coin.
Oh, yeah, we hit the 300 and the 400.
And the 400, yeah.
last month, I think it was last month.
They recognized us.
They recognized us. Yeah, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, I have to tell you that this has to be my favorite training of all the trainings that I do, and I haven't done it in a long, long time. And as a matter of fact, and I thought about this a while ago, I just took a little break while Teresa was doing something, and I thought, if I had a day to live, and you said I only had a day to teach my children something, there'd probably be five lessons that I would teach them. But the number one lesson, just in case I went in the first hour or so, would be this. This is the number one lesson I would teach them, because I know that Teresa's right, because if you use these five hinges, life can be easy. Life can be a joy. Life can be a pleasure, and life can bring you happiness. But if you don't use these five hinges, life can be hard. And so if there was one lesson that I could teach my daughter, Shara, and Bryant, it would be these five lessons. And so that's how important I think it is. And because everything follows from this. So let's get started. And I'll start with this, that one of the most frustrating things in life for most people is that they want to have an above-average income, an above-average salary, or they want to have an above-average reputation, they want to have above-average respect, they want to have above-average lifestyle, they want to have above-average relationships. But they want to do it without becoming an above-average person. And if you're going to be a remarkable person, you have to do something worth remarking about. Let me repeat that. If you're going to become a remarkable person that people want to be around and people want to refer to everybody, you can't be average. You've got to do something worth remarking about. And once you understand that if you're ever going to be at the top of your game, in that top 1%, the first thing you need to realize that in business and in your personal life, and this is really important right here, is that trust is the lubricant that makes everything run smooth. Trust is a lubricant that makes everything run smooth, and trust is a lubricant that makes friendships and relationships work. The foundation of all relationships is trust. And if trust is ever broken, then all the doors close. About 90% of the things that cause us problems in life, about 95% now, maybe it's more than that, is broken trust. Because when you break trust, no one wants to be around you. All great businesses and all great relationships are built on trust. So what are the five hinges that create trust that builds great relationships? And there's five little hinges that sound so simple, but without these five hinges, there is no trust, there is no relationship in your personal or your business life. And this is the thing that Trish and I have used most of our life to judge who we let into our life. If they break these five hinges, then it's not someone you want to be around. And in our chain of stores, we hire people, but if they start breaking in these five hinges, then we don't want them working with us very long because no one wants to be around them. So let's discuss the five hinges, and then I'll expand on it just a little. So, and you can write these down if you want to, or you can listen to the replay. But I will tell you, if your children don't understand these or your grandchildren don't understand these, they're going to live a hard life. And so it's worth taking note of and just thinking through it and practicing these five hinges. The first one is, you know, always be respectful to everybody. Always be generous and be happy and be courteous, be polite, say thanks, please, excuse me, and my pleasure. So be respectful. Always be respectful. That's number one. Number two is show up on time. Every time. I mean, if you say you're going to be there at 1 o'clock or 12 or 11 o'clock, you know, be there early. Because every second that you're late, they lose trust. And you know how it is. If somebody says, you make a call and they say, I'll be right back, and you wait a minute, you wait 2 minutes, you wait 3 minutes, and every second that they're not on that phone, it just aggravates the hell out of you. And you start, you know, you start not trusting them, and you got that edge about you. So, you know, be respectful, be on time, and do what you say you're going to do. It's just so important, if you say you're going to do something, to do something. Because if you don't, trust is broken right there. And finish what you start. Do what you say you're going to do and finish what you start. And even if you finish it wrong, at least you finished it and you can go back and correct it. But if you never finish, then you leave a real nasty taste in everybody's mouth. So be respectful, always be on time, do what you say you're going to do, finish what you start, and when you get done, say, listen, thank you so much for letting me have the opportunity to do this for you, and that if there's anything else that I can do for you, please just let me know. Now, those sound simple, but think of it like this. If any one of those five rules are broken, the doors start closing. The hinges are not working right. They start squeaking. If you break more than one rule and you do it on a consistent basis, not only do all the doors close, but no one wants to be around you. No one wants to work with you. No one wants to refer you to anybody. People who break these five rules are clueless, just clueless on what it takes to build trust, to build good relationships over a lifetime. And I will just tell you that it does not matter, and I know all of you are going to know what I'm talking about, it does not matter how intelligent you are. It does not matter how well-educated you are. It does not matter that you have a big reputation or that you are super impressive or you dress well or you speak well. None of that matters. If you break these rules, no one, you can be highly intelligent, but if you're not respectful, who wants to be around you? You know, you can have a big reputation, but if you don't show up on time and you miss a meeting, you know, no one wants to tolerate that. And here's the truth of the matter is that your family puts up with you not being respectful. Your friends put up with you not being respectful. Your friends put up with you, you know, not showing up on time and not doing what you say you're going to do and never finishing what you start and never being gracious and saying thanks so much for just give me the opportunity to do this for you. If there's anything else I can do. But here's the real deal. People in business don't tolerate any of that crap. If I have a vendor tell me that something's going to happen and it doesn't happen, I lose trust, immediately lose trust. If they put me on hold for too long, I immediately get aggravated. Every businessman and every businesswoman is busy. They do not want people to waste their time. That's true in everything. But our friends and our family and our teachers put up with our stuff. But once you leave those doors, once you leave, because here's what they'll say, oh, she's just like that. Oh, that's just how she is. Well, that's not how it works in the real world. I can tell you that right now. If you break those five rules, no one wants to be around you. No one trusts you. No one, you're just clueless on what it takes to build a good relationship. Life can be easy or life can be hard. It all depends on these five rules. And opportunity hides from people. Opportunity, all opportunity, will hide from people who break any one of these rules or all five of these rules on a consistent basis. But the good news is opportunity will open up. It will open up wide for anybody who practices these five rules. And not only will those doors open, they will refer you to everyone they know and your reputation would build. If you do these, you will have more joy, more happiness, and more peace in your life than you can ever imagine. Because you have a vision for what your life to be like. It can be easy or it can be hard. But it's all based on these five little rules, these five little hinges that open every door. Don't let the hen just start squeaking. It's like if your wife or your spouse, let's say my wife asked me to stop by. She's cooking dinner for some friends, and she asked me to stop by and pick up maybe some flour and milk because she's got to do a cake. And then I get home, and she says, Frank, did you get the milk and the flour? And I go, no, I forgot. Well, she may not say it, but here's what's going on in her head. This guy doesn't respect me. What he's doing is more important than what I've got going on. He's even late. He showed up late. He didn't do what he said he was going to do. He didn't finish what he started. And he didn't tell me even thanks for building the rest of this meal. And I got to sleep with this turkey the rest of my life. You know, I don't know how I got myself into this mess. Well, that's what everybody else thinks the minute somebody breaks these five rules. So I will tell you that when we recruited a new associate or we are bringing somebody into our life, these are the five things that I look at, whether I want them around my children or not, because I don't want my children to learn to break these rules. And if somebody says, well, I want to be a speaker, but they don't, they don't do these, I don't want them to be a speaker because they're not a good example. It's like you loaning somebody money, and after that they say they're gonna pay you back, but they never pay you back. They don't show up with the money. They don't even try. They don't say, well, I'm having a hard time, but here's $10. You know, it's just that when the rules are broken, the rules are broken and the door's closed and no one wants to be around you. But the minute you start practicing these, because I'm going to tell you, it takes a minute if you're not used to it, because people say, oh, that's just how they are. They always show up late. You know, that's just how Spanish people are. That's just how Italians are. That's just how whites are. You know, all that stuff is crap. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. These are the five rules that will make your life easier or make your life hard. So I just want to share that with y'all tonight. Teresa said she thought it was important. And here's what I would like you to do, if you will. If you got anything out of this, if you think this was helpful at all, or if you'd like to add to it, or you think it's full of crap, you know, I'd love to hear from you. And I just got a new iPhone, right? And you can actually text me now.
Don't wait on a text back. But
yeah, I might text you back. I would love you to text me and let me know what you thought of this training, because I want to know if it's going to help you. And so I'll give my number. It's 843-324-2929. That's 843-324-2929. And I will say again, if I had 1 hour to teach my children something, then I was going to be gone. I think with this, everything else would fall in place, because they can learn everything else. But if they don't learn this, they're going to have a different kind of life than I dream for them and pray for them. So here's my dream for you, that you got this, and that you will practice the five hinges in your life and see how much easier life is. And we'll go from there. That's my training for tonight, baby.
And, John Elizabeth, if y'all want to make a comment, jump on. But I do want to say this, that this is so important, because no matter how talented you are, no matter how well you speak or train, no matter how well you, you made A's in school or whatever, I mean, all of that stuff is great. But if you don't have these hinges to go along with it, I keep thinking of our kids and grandkids. You know, this is building relationships. When you build trust, then you can build relationships, and that's what everything in life is all about, whether it's your spouse or a business partner or building a Legal Shield business. It's all about people and relationships.
Yeah, because there is no business without relationships. There
right.
is no marriage without relationships and
yeah,
trust. So
exactly.
Remember that trust is a lubricant that makes the whole world go around. And I've just enjoyed doing this. This has been
I appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, maybe we can put that up for training somewhere.
Yeah,
well, okay, everybody, listen.
Well, we need to do more of them. That's the only thing. That was awesome, Frank.
Thank you so much, John Gardner.
You're welcome. And Shooter got my text already.
I left my phone in the other room. Probably nobody. We'll see if anybody. Okay.
And Also, everybody, I want to give you the replay number in case you don't know it. It's almost the exact same number, and it is the same PIN number.
But
you can, you can always call and listen to the last week's call by changing the last digit, which is a zero in our number. It goes 1220 in the dial-in number. Change it to a 9, 1229, and follow and put your the same 606 PIN number in or ID, and you will hear the prompt to press pound for the most recent call. And, yes, we do every quarter or even more often, we take the calls and archive most of them up on our team website so that you can have access to them and share them with your team.
Can you imagine what would happen if all of your associates that you recruit are very respectful of everybody? They always showed up to the briefings on time, on the calls on time, at meetings on time, at PBRs on time. They always did what they said they didn't do. They always finished what they started. When they got done, they were courteous enough to say thank you and please. If you think that's important, then you may want to get them to listen to this call because
yeah,
that way you don't have to train them. I'm the bad guy here. Okay,
great.
Listen, I hope to hear from each and every one of you. I'd love to sit by the fireplace with you personally and go over this because it's a lot longer training than this, but life can be easy or hard, and my deal is I want you to have joy, happiness, peace in your life, because you had a vision for what you wanted your life to be like. This is Frank and Teresa.
And let's, I just want to mention too, the 15th is coming up. Let's work to get those Performance Club points in by the 15th for the new people on the line. Nobody said it tonight, I don't think. But you get 1 point for every membership and 2 points for every recruit, another point when they Fast Start qualify. So let's do it. Let's get it done before the 15th. That's a landmark date in every month, and we put the list up of who accomplishes it by the 15th.
Okay, so here's the homework. Get that done, and then if you like these, write these five hinges down and put them up on your mirror someplace or in your car and practice them until it becomes a habit, because if it's not a habit, it won't become a ritual. If it's not a ritual, you won't live it. So
that's great.
Anyway, everybody, good night to y'all, and we'll talk to you later.
Have
bye-bye.
A great week. Bye-bye.
Text me.